Teaching the legacy of slavery is just one of the responsibilities of history professors like Ted Delaney. But Delaney isn't just teaching history, he's making it. He recently became the first African-American department chair at Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia. But his journey through academia is a story in itself. During the Civil Rights Movement, Delaney's mother made him turn down a scholarship to Morehouse College in Atlanta. The reason? She thought he might be the target of racial violence. Without a degree, the Lexington, Virginia native had a hard time finding work in his segregated city. Then a custodial job at Washington and Lee University's biology lab changed his life. He picked up on the scientist's work, and within a year, he was hired as a lab technician. Delaney became a full-time college student on the campus 2 decades later, and the rest, as they say, is history. Professor Delaney, welcome.
Thank you.
So you went to school prior to Brown v. Board, and how was the racial environment as you were growing up?
The racial environment in Lexington, Virginia was polite, and that's probably the best way to describe race relations in the Upper South. Things were totally segregated, but polite. And certainly the environment within my segregated high school was wonderful. Well-qualified teachers who were very nurturing and supportive, and we had a great time like school kids always do.
So then you had an opportunity to go to college, but your mom said no way. How did that feel to you?
Well, my mother was more concerned that I would be a political activist who'd be sitting in at lunch counters and worrying her to death for 4 years. And that's why she said no. And we were poor, had no money. And so my idea was, how can you say this when there's no other source of funding for college? Unlike today, when there are all sorts of loans available, including federally guaranteed student loans, then there was no such thing. And so finding ways for funding college when you were poor was very difficult.
Now, you went and found work as a janitor at William and Lee. I understand that
Washington and Lee.
I'm sorry, Washington and Lee. My apologies. I totally made a mistake. I understand that you think the media has actually sensationalized that part of your life. Why?
I do. A few years ago, there was a really wonderful article that was in the Richmond Times-Dispatch about my career, and the headline was just appalling. It was almost like I put down a broom one day and picked up a piece of chalk to teach the next day, which is absurd. So the headline was sort of sensationalist. And there was a lot of stuff that went on between that year when I was 19 years old and I had a janitorial job at Washington and Lee, and when I actually enter a classroom to begin teaching.
So you were 40 years old when you started college.
I was 39 when I started. I was 41 when I completed my academic work.
Okay, we'll shave a year off. My bad. Okay. So how did it feel?
Well, it was a wild experience. I was in an all-male Washington Lee University that's now co-educated. And there were three of us who were non-traditional age, three of us who were married and had children and were students. And we found ourselves taking physical education classes, which were mandatory, with people who were half our age. Although I later found they had waived the PE requirement for us, but never told us that they had done so.
Now, you went into teaching. When and how did you obtain your doctorate?
Well, first I taught 3 years in a private secondary school, and then I got a letter from my faculty advisor and now former department head suggesting that I go to graduate school, get a PhD, and come back to Washington and Lee. So I went to the College of William and Mary and spent 2.5 years there in residence, took my comprehensive exams, and then ended up being a teaching fellow at Washington and Lee for 2 years. Subsequently, I taught at the State University of New York, where I spent my time teaching and writing my dissertation, and came back to Washington Lee to join the faculty in 1995.
In that short decade and change, the 12 years since 1995, you have made tremendous strides, taught so many people, and now are becoming the chair of the history department. How did you feel on learning that you had made that next step?
scared. Being the chairman of the history department entails a great deal of responsibility, and it also requires being able to coordinate the work of 11 other faculty members and a support staff person. So what I realize is that I've got far more responsibilities, and I just want to make sure that I do them well. And since I'm the first Black department head in the college's history, I want to make sure that there are no mistakes on my watch.
What will be your greatest challenge, and what do you think will be your greatest joy?
My greatest challenge will be to meet the expectations of the college as we enter into the period where we are reaccredited by the Southern Association of Schools and Colleges. But my greatest joy, as always, will be working with the students. I love working with students, and if I didn't, I probably would have left academia a few years ago.
And just very briefly, give me an example of something that you teach, a concept, a class, anything.
Well, one of the things that I was hired to develop that was not what I was trained to do in graduate school was African American history. And African American history has become my real joy. I was sort of pushed into this, not thinking that was where I was going to be as a specialty. And African-American history at Washington and Lee is unique. Sometimes my classes are majority white. Sometimes they're 50-50. But it's interesting. You have white students from the lower South in African-American history alongside African-American students. And I have a great deal of fun and joy with the students who take that course, for instance. Perhaps one real accomplishment is, along with a white professor who does African-American literature, we were able to found an African-American studies program at Washington and Lee. And even though it's still only completed its second year, we're extremely excited and extremely proud of the fact that we've got that program up and running.
Well, Professor, a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ted Delaney is the History Department Chair at Washington and Lee University. He joined me from member station WVTF in Roanoke, Virginia. That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit npr.org/newsandnotes. To join the conversation, visit our blog. Just go to nprnewsandviews.org. No spaces, just nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we'll look at gang violence in Kenya with NPR's Gwen Tompkins.